Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host Shelley Antine speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 10th of January, and ending on Sunday, the 16th of January, which is the day before the Cancer full moon comes in. So I will be recording another podcast for that event. I have discovered that if I send out two podcasts on the same day, my website email will not actually allow one of them to go out. And so I won't do that again. If you missed one of the two podcasts that I did send 1 week, that's probably the reason you can't get a straight answer. So anyway, onward. Monday the 10th is, we're in the second, waxing second quarter, coming into that full moon, a day when the moon will enter Taurus, a little bit of a slowdown from the very positive, for the most part, energy of the moon in Aries over the weekend. So we're settling down a bit on Monday morning once the moon enters at 9:47 a.m. Eastern into that steady fixed Earth sign. We get a very good helpful sextile to Jupiter in Pisces until about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And we're going to have an influence from the Sun in Capricorn all day, which is a sextile to Neptune in Pisces until about 10:30 in the evening Eastern time. So there's a lot of ability to tune in and get the messages that you may be needing. As we know, we may know, Mercury is going to retrograde this week, and it's slowing down now. But when Mercury is not available, the rational, logical, analytical mind is not the greatest place to go anyway. So on Monday, getting a lot of that psychic input is a good idea. Once we pass that 2:30, well, 3 o'clock actually in the afternoon, is probably how long you'll have the moon sextile Jupiter energy with you. The moon is going to be taking a long voyage towards the square to Mercury in Aquarius, 4:38 a.m. So, you know, this is just the issue of things that don't agree. This is like this, the idea of conservative, steady, keep our stuff in the bank kind of energy, and a mind that's thinking about new things, forward-thinking, Aquarian things. They don't agree, and they are fixed, so they will not change position. So this is not, even if you get to 3 o'clock and you have all this insight, this may not be the time to discuss it with other people, you know, or discuss plans for the future, particularly if they involve things like property or finance, possessions. So after that, we get that full morning of the difficulties on Tuesday the 11th. The moon joins Uranus and Taurus, 7:21 a.m., and then squares Saturn and Aquarius until noon Eastern. And while that's going on, Mars and Sag is squaring Neptune until 4:43 p.m. Eastern, say 5 o'clock if you like. So there's a lot of misconception going on out there. There's a lot of flim-flam trying to hide truth out there on the morning of Tuesday the 11th. Changes are in the mode, and maybe geophysical issues again when we wake up at that early conjunction to Uranus. And then if you thought Mercury in Aquarius was difficult to deal with and your conservative ideas, then when the moon squares Saturn, you are really up against it. If you have tried to take your idea to an authority, you aren't going to get such good news. You might hear all the reasons why not. But once we get past that square to Saturn, even though Mars is still having this issue with Neptune until close to 5 o'clock in the afternoon, Tuesday, Eastern Time, we do have a beautiful trine from the Moon to retrograde Venus in Capricorn until just after 7:30 p.m. Eastern, and that is a time when some of this work we should be still engaged in doing with the retrograde Venus. What is stopping me? What are the old things that are informing my way of life, how I look at my body, how I look at my worthiness? This is a good time to be investigating. And even after that, as the moon goes into the sextile to Neptune until 3:40 a.m. Eastern on Wednesday morning. And overnight, and before the sun rises, we have the harmony of the lights, moon in Taurus, trine sun in Capricorn. 6:20 a.m. Eastern is when that comes in exact. But it may set a nice tone for the day, or own inner instincts and our outer expressions are in flow finally after the bumpy ride on Tuesday. So we may be able to approach the day coming from that sort of more grounded and aware position. And so we can take advantage of the moon's trine to Pluto in Capricorn, which is over about 2:40 p.m. Eastern Wednesday afternoon, giving us the ability to put things into a structure, into a plan. We can approach someone in a high position under that aspect and get a good reception. It might be just advice at that point, but it'll be a good time to do that. Now we're in a void of course moon until the moon enters Gemini, so it can be nice and peaceful until 10:08 in the evening Eastern time. And so relaxing in the afternoon and or evening on Wednesday is a really good way to use that time, get back into your body and ground, you know, let yourself be peaceful. Because the Gemini ride is coming in at the same moment that the ruler of Gemini, Mercury, is going to retrograde. So it is actually after we get into Thursday, the Mercury station. And as people who have been reading or listening to me for years know, probably the most difficult time we have with Mercury retrograde is the station, when it's actually not moving at all. And then those days before it gets back up to speed. Once we get to Thursday, that mind is just kind of not even, you know, there so much. We've had the moon square to Jupiter in Pisces till about 4:30 in the morning Thursday. So we are kind of in a zone of, can you say, wishful thinking? I would say that's part of it, or also being unable to complete analysis because of other intruding sort of bubbles, rainbow bubbles that are clouding the view. Even the moon trine Mercury that comes in at 7:10 p.m. on Thursday isn't as reliable as it could be because Mercury is stationary. It's just not moving. It may be stuck on the groove of the old LP. You know, you may be repeating, or having to repeat what you were saying or thinking. The moon trine Saturn comes in after that and goes into 1:30-ish a.m. Eastern on Friday. Try to bring the moon down to Earth a bit, Saturn. Explain things about what's going on. However, the moon will go square Neptune in Pisces until 4:50 p.m. on Friday, and that's with our newly retrograde Mercury. 6:41 a.m. Friday morning Eastern was when the retrograde began, and again, not up to speed. And at this point in time, I know I've already had it all written out on my Astral Essence Daily Forecast in the Facebook world, which is also completely going bonkers now. Technology in general, things are going a little bit off the rails. But Mercury retrograde won't pick up its average degree a day kind of emotion until I would say it's got to be the 18th. Interestingly, the day that Uranus goes direct is the day that we finally pick up the Mercury speed, even though it's retrograde. And of course, we know that retrograde Mercury is going to be the time when I always tell you not to start new things. Work on things that are already in motion and contact people you've already spoken to. You know, all of that is fine. Keep going. In fact, if you're doing anything that starts with a revisit, you know, renew, even you can renew things, replace or repair even sometimes if you're lucky, depending. So those kinds of things are okay, and yet moving forward with whatever you have come to understand is best to really kind of wait on until the 4th of February when Mercury goes direct, and even a bit after that, until it gets up to speed again in February after going direct. That will happen. Ooh, that takes longer. We get that about the 13th of February, and we get the shift back into Aquarius on the 14th, later on the 14th of February, because when Mercury retrogrades on the, it looks like it's exactly the, in the Eastern time zone, the 27th, this is when it goes back into Capricorn for a little while. It goes back to 24 degrees of Capricorn. So it is the time period that we're looking at when the issues we're looking back over began back in last year, near the end of last year. So, you know, this is the natural cycle. We have to have retrograde Mercury because we do have to go back and process things. You know, it's important. Sometimes it's very important. You know, sometimes you'll catch things if you're editing. And, you know, sometimes you'll catch mistakes in your accounting if you're reviewing things. It's important to have that time to understand that the mind is inwardly focused. Also makes it a time when study is okay and spiritual work is fine. You know, things like that are, you know, maybe enhanced a bit by having this Mercury slower and also when it's retrograding, internalized. All right, so that's the scoop on Mercury retrograde, but the confusion on Friday the 14th of January, it might be legendary. because, you know, the retrograde, then the Neptune square, 4:50 p.m. Eastern, and then people's tempers are engaged. Moon in Gemini opposite Mars in Sagittarius until 9:30 in the evening on Friday the 14th. You know, it's just so annoying when people won't see what you see. And, you know, somebody pointing out to you that the wool has been pulled over your eyes. You know, people never like to know that. This is one of the big problems we have in the world today, that, you know, even when tremendous fact is presented. I mean, one of the reasons I love astrology is because, you know, you pretty much can't argue, although you can, with what's happening in the sky. You know, but again, people do. So, you know, when we have been fooled, we don't like to see ourselves that way, because that brings up issues like shame, you know? And that's the worst. Ooh, that's the most toxic one. So we don't like that. So we'll fight, even if we are completely wrong. You know that. You've seen it. We've had actual, literal demonstrations of it in the streets of our country. So be aware and steer clear of all of that, if you can. The Void of Course Moon in Gemini comes after this. And, you know, just immerse yourself in something that will take your mind off things that have been going on, and allow yourself to feel into what is true. Saturday, we have to wait until 11:11. Don't get too excited, East Coast, with those numbers. The moon will enter Cancer and give us a beautiful Saturday. Oh, yes. Even with the retrograde, moon in Cancer trine Jupiter in Pisces is going to feel good. And it might even bring some nice experiences your way, especially if you've got planets that connect to this. Yippee, right? 6:31 p.m. is when the Eastern time zone has that complete. And then the moon goes on to sextil Uranus and Taurus until 9 a.m. Sunday. So, great day, Saturday. Again, you know, major purchases, not a great idea. Things that you've already looked at and finally decide to go back to and get, that may be different. That's something else. All right, but, you know, generally speaking, this is a very optimistic and very expansive energy. It's also very psychic when the moon is trine Jupiter. But there will be some opening to change as it sextils moon in Cancer, the Uranus in Taurus energy. On Sunday, as we build up for that full moon, you know, the emotions, we're already in Cancer, so the emotion, feelings, actually, space is very sensitive. And the full moon is bringing up the energy of the emotions. So be aware of that, because the sun will join Pluto at 9:51 a.m. And that is coming in from Saturday. If you are working with someone who is completely aligned with you on a project, this is great. If, however, you are just obsessing about the need to be in control, that's not as great. And see if you can tell. There can be a difference there. We are going for the Cancer Moon opposing retrograde Venus. Cancer Moon opposing retrograde Venus in Capricorn. About 4 p.m. is when that energy completes itself on Sunday the 16th in the Eastern time zone. So this is where the instinctive feelings for nurturing are running up against an internalized Venus that's busy with what those old patterns have been or need to be revealed. not the same kind of energy, so there can be difficulty. It's not insurmountable, though, because it's cardinal signs. And the moon will go into a trine to Neptune until the early morning on Monday the 17th, before the full moon comes in. And so that gives us some peace again, and some deep awareness and understanding, psychic understanding of what has taken place and what might be taking place. And that will hold you in good stead for the full moon on Monday. And that's, again, as I said, probably a separate podcast coming during the week, so you'll know what that is showing. It's a 27, again, of the sign. We have been having our full moons at 27 and our new moons at 12 degrees of signs for quite a while now. And so this is another one of the 27 degrees. So if you know your chart and you know how that relates to Cancer and Capricorn, you'll have some idea of how you personally may be affected. Also, next week we'll be speaking about Uranus going direct on the 18th and the Sun going into the sign ruled by Uranus, Aquarius, on Wednesday the 19th. So plenty to discuss next week. And of course, it's still January, so if you need to know exactly how are all these things and the eclipses of the year and the change of Jupiter into Pisces and what happens when it goes into Aries in May, if you need to know that for you personally, just get to me and get a reading. And that's really easy. You can go to the astrology readings page and you can find out about the natal chart reading and you can even order it there. So don't wait. The sooner the better. Anyway, good luck with the Mercury slowdown and the retrograde. And I'll say goodbye for now.